you all for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming. I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome Jesse Varkas to the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Jesse, how long have you been here at National Park College?
This is my second year here at NPC.
Okay. And what is your position here? I heard you have many positions here.
Yes. So I'm the I'm the team captain of the women's soccer team. I'm also the president of the Cultural Diversity Club. I'm the secretary for the NAMI Club, which is the National Alliance of Mental Illness. And I'm also an at-large representative of the SGA.
What's the SGA?
It's the Student Government Association.
Oh, okay. Wow, do you ever sleep?
Yeah, surprisingly I do.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges of some of those positions?
Well, honestly, it's like time. Just sometimes I forget that I have to be here, and then I'm like, oh God, I'm all the way in the other side of campus. So I just be running around.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you are. So as the president of the student government, what are some of like the myths about your job?
So I'm president of the Cultural Diversity Club.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
I'd say myths would be just the amount of like responsibility and work I have to do, mm-hmm. which like it's a student-led organization, so I don't do everything. It's like me and my other the members of the club, and as well as the advisors. I guess the myth would be just the president doing everything, and that's not true at all.
So it's a team effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. What brought you to National Park, and what were some of the obstacles that that you had to overcome to get here?
Well, what brought me here, last year I got recruited to play soccer.
Oh, nice.
With Coach Tello. Unfortunately, he left to go coach somewhere else. But, yeah, I got a scholarship to play here, and I guess an obstacle was the distance, because I'm from Texas, and it was like a 7-hour drive, and also the money, just my parents and my family back home, like we don't have much, so it was kind of a struggle to figure out a way to pay for the college and everything. But with help of the scholarship and loans and just FAFSA and all that, I got it worked out.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
When you got that scholarship, how did it feel?
It felt great.
Yeah.
Like, because before getting that scholarship, I honestly didn't know what I was going to do, if I wanted to take a gap year, if I wanted to keep playing soccer. But, like, thankfully, when I got that offer, I took it as soon as I could.
Yeah. So out of all your positions, which one is the most rewarding, and what rewards you the most about it?
Honestly, I'm going to say being the team captain of the soccer team. I think what's most rewarding is just, like, being respected by others. I really love the relationships I've built with several girls on the team. And, you know, scoring goals, playing games, just playing soccer in general, it makes me really happy. And being in a team with good people, it makes me even happier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball player. And so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When you have that connection with your teammates and everything's clicking, it just feels so wonderful. And it feels easy, doesn't it? And you get that sense of ease to accomplish your goals as a team. So that's wonderful, So is there anything that being the captain of the soccer team has taught you that you can take with you, or you wish other people might know as well?
I guess it's still teaching me a lot to this day, but one thing I really did struggle was like having a voice and believing in myself, and being the captain and just having the other girls like support me and, you know, give me good advice and everything. Like, I feel like being the team captain was just a blessing in general. Like, I really like, you know, being that person that people go to when they need answers, being the person people go to in general for anything, I like to be that person. I like listening to others and giving advice.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. So what are some achievements that you're really proud of that you've accomplished in your short career here?
Yeah. Well, last year, I can proudly say that I was the first goal scorer in MPC history.
What?
I was the top scorer last year as well.
That's awesome. You were the first National Park soccer player to score a goal.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's going to stay. See, that's yours forever. That's history.
Yeah, that's my name's going to be somewhere.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you said you're from Texas. Where did you grow up? What was your childhood hometown?
So I was born in Houston, Texas, and I grew up in the southwest part in a little town called Fresno. And then coming here, it was just different. And
yeah. Is there one specific difference you can reach to, or is there something that's sticking out in your mind?
Well, it's kind of like, it's not something serious, but the way people drive. Like back in Houston, people, they be driving fast, and then here it's like slow.
Yeah.
Like calm. People are calmer here, I'd say. Like more, because it's a lot of like trees and nature, and over there it's like cities, you know. And I feel like people here are more connected to like the nature.
Yeah.
And then over there, people are really just going from place to place. But me personally, I've always liked nature. So when I came here, I felt good. Like I was like, oh wow, like I don't see this at home. Yeah. I don't see mountains at home. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have someone in your life that was a really big influence? And can you tell us how they impacted your life?
I'd say my mom. I've learned a lot from her growing up. She's taught me how to be like a strong woman. She really inspires me because I feel like she is one of the strongest women I've known. She's always given me the best advice, even though most of the time I didn't really listen to it until it was too late. Like she's the reason why I've learned my lessons, because after, even when she told me no, and I still went and did something, and I learned from that, I'm like, okay, she was right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I think that's everyone.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're not alone there. Yeah, I'm sure my mom would agree with that. Big thanks to the moms putting up with their hard-headed kids.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
You have a favorite childhood memory you'd like to share?
The first time I ever visited Mexico, I was like probably 5 years old. I think that's one of my favorite memories, simply because it's like a whole other country. It was my first time like meeting family members that I didn't even know existed. It was fun, and you know, I'm the only girl in my family. Like, I have all brothers. So when we all came down there and they met the little princess, I felt like a princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was treated like one.
That's awesome. What would you give your younger self as far as advice, if you could?
Probably listen to your mom.
There you go. You done said that, didn't you? Yeah. Listen to your mom, boys and girls. Okay. Other than the things you have going on here at National Park College, what are some of your hobbies?
I really like to paint, you know, on canvases. I like painting, like, cartoon characters, anime characters. I enjoy it. I really do. Like, just drawing and painting.
Yeah? Is there any painting you have in mind that you're, like, most proud of? Or
I just now painted, like, Patrick Star from SpongeBob.
Oh, my gosh.
But I feel like it looks cool. I make my paintings look, like, a little trippy.
Yeah.
I paint, like, the characters, but I add details to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and I really like how they look. I'm trying to have my whole dorm room full of my paintings.
Yeah. What drew you to painting? Is that just you like creating the art, or what is it specifically?
Well, since I was younger, I've always liked to draw and everything, but now it's like a sort of form of meditation, I'd say. Like, it calms me. It's very calming. It's very therapeutic to paint. I'm really only focusing on painting, so I don't really have any other thoughts, like, all in my brain. It's calming, and I feel at peace when I paint.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I don't know, maybe you can relate to this, but I've often said after I get done painting something, I was like, it makes me feel good to know that I've made something that will be here after I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is,
but yeah. It does. Yeah, that's actually good. Like, I feel good after finishing something.
Yeah.
And then everyone else, you know, compliments it or, can I have this painting?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, it's going to be there.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a little struggle through the process, but then once you're done, you feel good. And it's like, hey, this will be here. So, what's your future plans?
Well, I recently just switched my major to social work. Mm. I feel like that'll be a faster and better way of becoming a therapist because I want to be a therapist. I also want to keep playing soccer. Mm. So hopefully I get something worked out and play at a next level soccer team and continue studying. Because honestly, if the opportunity comes, I would love to play professional soccer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to root you on in that, for sure. So, Yessi, do you have any advice you'd like to leave our listeners with? Any quotes or mottos you live by?
Yeah. Just know that you belong in this moment. Just to go with the flow of life. Don't force anything. What you want will come to you. Just be patient, believe in yourself, love yourself, connect with others, spread love.
That's nice. Yeah. That's really good. Okay, so if you could talk to anyone in history, who would it be and why?
Oof, anyone. It could be anyone. Okay, so for this newer generation, I guess, you would know who I'm talking about, but there's this rapper that passed away in 2018, and he went by XXXTentacion.
Okay, yeah.
I really like his way of thinking. Yes, although, like, in the beginning of his career, he wasn't seen as a good person.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually changed, and I saw that he went through, like, a spiritual, like, a little awakening, and if I could talk to him, I would ask him so many questions. Like, I just really liked the way he thought about different things and how he went about things as well. And he's a perfect example of people can change, and they can change for the better as well.
Can you name what his way of thinking was that you really are drawn to?
His way of thinking, he was just very straightforward, and he tried to be as positive as he could, despite you know, all the hate he got. You know, give advice to everyone. Like, he would just post on his story, and he would say, like, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And his music, he also spoke through his music, so yeah.
Well, Yessi, thank you so much for joining us today on Elevate, and we've really enjoyed having you. And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.